Opinions expressed by talk show hosts or callers on KWRO AM 630 do not necessarily represent or express the opinions of the staff and management of KWRO AM 630 or Bicoastal Media LLC, its sponsors and subsidiaries. And now, ladies and gentlemen, broadcasting live from the palatial Bicoastal Media Studios high atop the Hall Building in beautiful downtown Coos Bay, it's the Jim Bice Show. Here he is, Jim Bice, the guy everyone hates to love.
Good afternoon, Coos County. Welcome to the Jim Bice Show. It is Monday again and a beautiful August day. You know, it's about time we got some August weather there for, well, last week. It didn't seem much like August when I had to start a fire in the stove in the morning to warm up the house. But now it's August and life is good. Hey, I got an announcement I want to make here. Now, I know a lot of people listen to to KWRO on the AM side, AM 630. But a lot of people recently, since we switched over the station, have been listening on the FM side because in certain areas it's much better reception. And people will have noticed that listened on the FM side that last week the FM side went blank on 100.3. And there's a reason for that. Although I don't completely understand it, it's technical jargon that's way above my pay grade. But to make a long story short, KWRO is now broadcasting on FM band at 101.1. So those of you listening, if you're listening on the AM side, you may want to mention it to some of your friends that listen to the FM. KWRO is now on 101.1 FM. And like I said, this is well above my pay grade. I don't understand all the reasoning behind it, but it has happened. So enough for that. The other announcement I want to make is it's the silly season. It's a campaign season. And we got a whole bunch of people out there that have filed to be candidates for various offices. I don't know why. I guess they feel a civic duty to do so, and that's not necessarily a bad thing. But I want to issue an invitation. Anyone who has filed to run for any elective office, I don't care what level, city, county, state, national, whatever, contact me. You can contact me through the radio station. And if you want to get on the air and tell people why they should vote for you, you're more than welcome on the Jim Bice Show. Now, I will caution you, any candidate that comes on the show, I will ask questions. And I expect straight answers. If a candidate comes on this show and tries to go sideways and double talk and not answer the question, they're going to have a real bad hair day. Because I believe my listeners deserve to get straight answers from political candidates. It's the only way we can tell what they're going to be like if they do indeed win the office. So any of you out there listening, if you're a candidate for political office, or if you know someone that's a candidate for political office, have them contact me through the radio station. We'll make arrangements to get them on the air and have their say. All right, now I want to move on. I have a guest today. I have Rob Taylor. I know those of you that listen to this show regularly have never heard of this guy. He's an activist from Bandon. And Rob's kind of a different kind of activist. He isn't agenda-driven per se. He looks at situations that benefit the people, and then he tries to do things that will help all of the people, not just special interests. And Rob's got a new thing going on now. I'm gonna turn it over and let Rob tell you what he's doing.
Well, any of you right now who are members of a union or who have ever had problems with the union need to listen up. And please think about calling because you're going to have a lot of questions after I tell you what's going on here. We in Coos County have an opportunity right now to do something that has never been done in Oregon. And in on a county level, and that is pass a right to work ordinance.
Right.
This was created by the Right to Work Committee, which is a national Right to Work Committee, which is a national organization, and they have done different county initiatives in Kentucky. And those county initiatives were struck down in February by a federal court. Of course, that court doesn't have jurisdiction all the way over here in Oregon.
Right.
And so sometimes when you put these ballot measures up and they get court challenges, and it depends on sometimes the judge's mood and the person that you get in the courtroom, whether the case comes out in your favor or not.
Right.
And so apparently the what we're doing here is we've created an ordinance that was written by the Right to Work Committee, and they sent it out to me because I'm tired of watching people be basically bullied into joining unions and basically having their money extorted from them, and then they use that money to vote against things that go against your own beliefs. So what this ordinance would do, it would protect any individual who goes to work for the government or for any private industry in Coos County. They would not have to be forced to pay union dues, and the union couldn't force them to pay that, or they would face consequences according to the ordinance.
Yeah. Now, this is something that this has been going on for quite some time.
Right.
Various states have passed, 13 or 19 states, something like that.
I know Indiana was the last one, and we have a vice presidential candidate, Mr. Pence, who initiated the Right to Work ordinance in his state.
Yeah. But here's the thing. The unions have held such power over politicians, and we've talked about this on a show before. Unions use the dues from their paying members to support politicians and support issues that the union membership may not necessarily agree with. And we see a prime example of that right now. Almost all of big labor has endorsed Hillary Clinton for president. Yet the membership in a lot of these big unions are saying, whoa, wait a minute. We don't support Hillary Clinton.
Right.
So, but the unions are still taking their money and supporting a candidate that they disagree with. Now, I'm going to give you a little anecdotal story here that is kind of personal. Until her retirement, my wife worked for a union shop. And in order to work there, regardless of her qualifications or abilities or anything, she had to be a union member.
Right.
And the particular union that she had to be a member of was basically what I term a weak sister union. They never really did a damn thing for the employees. In fact, in their last several contract negotiations, they've actually gone backwards.
Right. They gave up a few things, right?
Yeah. Yet she had to pay dues, and it seemed like every time they had new union negotiations where the employees lost ground, the union raised the dues. And this isn't right, folks. Now, I'm adamantly opposed to public employee unions. I think it's conflict of interest. I don't think they should exist.
Federal FDR was opposed to public unions.
Yeah. However, in the private sector, unions do a lot of good. I think they still have a place, and I'm not anti-union in the private sector. But that being said, I don't think it's appropriate that you should be forced to pay in order to have a job, and that's what it amounts to.
And you know, I would agree with you 100% wholeheartedly, because as someone who fights for individual rights, you have a right to the freedom of association, meaning you can associate with whoever you want. And if you want to unite with those people to fight against an industry that is misappropriating the way they treat their employees,
right,
then you have every right to unite and fight against that, and I'd be the first one to support it. But however, today the pendulum has swung to the point where we have workman's comp, you've got sick leave, you've got vacation leave, they want to pay people $15 an hour, you are protected against any discrimination, you've got maternity leave. I could sit here and go on and on and on how many protections that we have for employees. I think the pendulum has swung to the point where employers are tired of hiring all of these people because they're afraid that they're going to get sued for one thing or another. I know as a supervisor, I was terrified to speak to employees sometimes because if you reprimand them and you reprimand them in the wrong way, the next thing you know, you have a lawsuit against you because they think you're sexist, you're racist, or you're just mean.
Right.
And so this is why I totally agree with you. I'm against public unions wholeheartedly. Because they're voting for their own salary. They're voting
right.
for the person who's going to decide what they're going to get.
And they're voting against those of you listening.
Right.
That's the problem. They can buy politicians who will give them whatever they want, and the money comes out of your pocket. Now, I don't care if you're a union member or not, you're still getting a shaft.
And what's worse with this is that when they get big economic development programs going together, like the community enhancement plan,
right.
half of the money was basically union bait is what I called it, because they were going to shove all this money over into the school districts. And then they said, oh, well, it's not going to go to the salaries or nothing. But of course, the schools have already budgeted these projects that the community enhancement plan is going to come in and pay for. Well, then they take those projects that they have budgeted and they use that money to pump up the salaries
right.
and benefits of their employees.
And then they backfill it with the
right.
money coming in.
Right. So now not only do you have property taxes being used by the schools, but they're circumventing the school sharing fund, which never should have been used as basically a petty cash drawer for corporate welfare or union baiting either way. So this is a huge problem. But this right to work ordinance, I'm going to need a lot of help on this. And if anyone wants to get involved, you can go to my website at CoosCountyWatchdog.com. And on the issue page, look for the right to work tab and click it. And you can sign up on a form there to get involved. Because I know I've been contacted by at least a half a dozen people who are in unions right now who are just disgusted by where their money is going.
And I've talked to quite a few people myself that are in the same boat. We got to take a break here. If you'd like to join the conversation, give us a call here at 541-267-2124. I want to know what you think of the possibility of a right-to-work ordinance in Coos County, because this is going to affect you. If you're employed, whether it be in a union shop or a non-union shop, all of this has an impact on you, and I think this would be beneficial for Rob, too, in his endeavors to get this on the ballot, to find out what people are thinking. So we want to know what your thinking is. Are you for or are you against a right-to-work ordinance? It's really that simple. Give us a call here, 541-267-2124. I'll be right back.
It's camping time at Gibbs RV, and we're celebrating with an exciting new lineup. Ultralight travel trailers and half-ton towables from Keystone and Forest River. Four-season RVs from Outdoors RV, Montana Fifth Wheels and Stealth Toy Haulers. And check out our new lineup of Winnebago mini travel trailers. With low interest rates and sale prices posted, it couldn't be easier to buy. Visit GibbsRV.com to view our great selection. Gibbs RV Superstore in Coos Bay.
Gibbs RVs, we're RV.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable than ever before. Qualified technicians keep them operating at peak efficiency. Bayshore Auto Repair, North Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay, have all the proper equipment and training to service and repair today's high-tech vehicles. Bayshore Auto Repair believes that care of their customers is just as important as the care they give your vehicle. Call 269-2700 for an appointment to keep your car, truck, or RV in top running condition. Bayshore Auto Repair. Top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I've got Rob Taylor here with me, and we're talking about a possible right-to-work ordinance in Coos County whereby employees would not be coerced into joining a union so that they can either obtain or retain their employment. And I want to know what you think about this, because this is something that's going to affect everybody. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Would you support a petition for a county ordinance, a right-to-work ordinance, or would you oppose it, and why? Give us a call, 541-267-2124. This is a very important issue, and your opinion, this is one of those things where your opinion means a lot.
And I agree with you. And unless I can hear some of the opposition to this or some of the critiquing, I cannot hone my argument so that I can argue against the union that is the union representatives, I'm sure, who are going to take me on and challenge this law. I guarantee you, as soon as Terry announces it in the paper,
oh yeah,
I'm going to be getting all kinds of phone calls. And I don't think it's going to be like the gun issue where they're going to be afraid to debate me. I think they're going to be willing to challenge me on several different venues.
And that's a good thing.
That's a good thing, because I can argue this. I mean, one of the things they're going to say is they had a recent study come out where people who are in states that are closed shops, that mean they don't have the right to work, they have better paying jobs. However, the reason they have better paying jobs is because the unions have artificially boosted them through hardball negotiations.
Right.
And if you want to see what those hardball negotiations look like, go to New Jersey or Detroit to see what happened to all the auto industry and the steel workers out there. The unions are the ones who are responsible for basically pricing their people out of the market.
Well, and Detroit's a shambles as it is. You know,
right.
Detroit is like the poster city for liberal Democrat policies.
Right.
Their population has declined by, what, 32%? Something like that.
It was an incredible amount. And you watch the news shows, and they show neighborhoods that have been completely decimated, where you can go in and buy a house for less than a couple of thousands of dollars because there's no one there, and they're begging people to come in. And what's nice is that people, they don't have a police force. So the people are patrolling their own neighborhoods. They're taking the initiative to rebuild their neighborhoods.
Well, their new police chief about a year ago told the citizens to go arm themselves because the police can't protect them.
Absolutely.
And in areas of Detroit and in their business districts, there's all these nice, what were once nice buildings that are deteriorating and falling down because there's no way to maintain them. The people are gone. The money's gone.
The money's gone. The tax base is gone. Yeah, absolutely.
We do have Linda from Coquille on the line. Linda, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Well, thank you. I was wanted to comment several years ago. I'm a registered nurse, and several years ago, I was working for Kaiser in California. And, of course, that's a union.
Right.
And I opted to not pay union dues, and I was told I could pay them to another charity or something, but they told me which charity I had to pay them to, which was United Way, and I think there's two of them, but I couldn't select my own charity. I had to use the ones that they told me to send the money to.
Right.
And so they were big supporters of Dianne Feinstein and Bob the Boxer, and I did not want my money going in that direction. So I basically just ignored it and never did pay the union dues. But that's just a concern, is that with the right to work, is that are they then going to be forced to donate money to a charity of union's choice?
Actually, in the ordinance, there is specifications that says that no union or organization can force you to pay to in lieu of fees to go to a nonprofit organization or charities. It's in the resolution. I mean, it's in the ordinance. Good. It's not a resolution. So, and not only that, it specifically says that you will face penalties if your family or your children or your dog comes under threats by the union or union representatives. Isn't that nice?
Wow. Great.
So,
sounds like that's a good thing that you're doing here.
I hope it is, and I hope everyone understands out there. I'm not trying to take away your jobs, and I'm not trying to take away your money. I'm just trying to make the field a little bit more level for people who don't want to participate. It's like a gang. I don't want to join a gang, and I shouldn't be beaten in to have friends. If I want to go to work, I should be allowed to work without someone telling me I have to pay them just to be at that establishment.
Right. I'm a specialist, and I've had a local hospital here ask me to apply for a job, but I wouldn't do it because of the union. I don't want to be in the union, so I didn't ever did fill out an application. But so there's other people out there like me, so I appreciate what you're doing.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I think there's a lot of people like you, Linda, and so I take it you would support this ordinance.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's why I called in.
Okay, very good. Well, thank you for the call.
Great. Thank you very much.
So there's one in favor.
Hey, you
got one vote.
All right. So before I get my cement loafers and end up at the bottom of Coos Bay, I guess I can count on Linda's vote, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, you're taking on the unions. Maybe you should learn to swim with heavy weights.
Yeah. Well, you notice I did support the Second Amendment initiative and was the driver behind that. So I got all the militia groups behind me. So I want to let you union thugs know I do have an army of people out here who are willing to protect me because they know, and I guarantee you they know my record. They know my reputation. I actually stand up for them. I stand up for the individual. Why? Because they're my rights, and I'm not going to give up any of my rights. I'm just a selfish bastard.
And I don't think anybody should give up their rights. You know, this is America.
Absolutely.
We have constitutionally guaranteed rights, and anybody that would willfully give those rights up is a damn fool, in my opinion.
Or a coward. I don't understand it. And I mean, you know, we have two commissioners that wouldn't even stand up for the Second Amendment, Commissioner Cribbins and Sweet. And yet, I just went down to Curry County last Tuesday. Well, I didn't get to go down personally. I was busy. My wife had me painting.
She finally found something you can do.
Well, actually, I can barely do that. So forgive me for my sins. The Board of Commissioners, David Brock Smith, who's running also for Wayne Krieger's position on House District 1, which you guys got to support him, he helped rewrite the Second Amendment ordinance so that the lawyer could defend it on a better level down in Curry County. Now, there is a little bit of difference between their initiative or their ordinance than the ordinance here in Coos County. They take the onus, the liability off or the responsibility off of the sheriff, and they put it on the county. And actually, they don't mention the sheriff and give him any authority to determine whether a law is constitutional or not. They allow that to go to the Board of Commissioners. So there is a little bit of difference of how they're enacting it, but they still have the same paragraph in their ordinance where no resources, no offices, no money, nothing is going to go to fund that unfunded mandate. So they still have the same priorities that we do here at Havin Coos County, but the onus is on the Board of Commissioners.
It's on the commissioners rather than sheriff.
Right, where it was a challenge. The lawyer was really challenging us down there on some of the things that were in the measure, and he was the first lawyer who was going to contest it. He refused it when we filed the initiative. And so we have modified the Second Amendment preservation to basically counter all of his concerns. And we think now we have a more bulletproof initiative now than we did for the four other counties who have passed that ordinance.
Right. And it has passed then.
And it has passed. So Curry County is a Second Amendment sanctuary county. So if you want to be able to go to Curry County or Coos County and you want to sell a gun to a private party, you don't have to have a background check according to their ordinances.
That's right. That's right. And, there was an incident regarding that here recently, and I want to talk about that, but we've got to take a break here. Again, if you'd like to join the conversation, give me a call here, 541-267-2124. And please call in. Let us know where you stand on this proposed right-to-work ordinance, because this is going to affect everybody. And right now, Rob's in a position, if he's going to pursue this, he needs to know whether people are for or against it in general. And I've got a lot of listeners out there, and I sincerely appreciate that. But you folks vote. And my listeners, those of you listening to me right now, are probably among the best informed voters we've got in the area. And your opinions are very, very important. So dial the phone. Let us know where you stand or what your views are on this right-to-work ordinance. Again, 541-267-2124. We'll be right back.
And now your weekly car care tip from Tom's Bulldog Automotive.
Hi, I'm Tom from Tom's Bulldog Automotive in Coos Bay. How do you save money on brake work? Not by skimping, say the experts, who claim a bargain brake job seldom is a bargain. Instead, they say, invest in the best brake service available, drive sensibly, and of course, practice preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance includes a periodic inspection of brake components to stay ahead of excessive wear of your brake rotors and drums. If you have squeaky brakes, they may be getting worn out and need to be replaced.
Make it a point now to have your brakes checked by Tom's Bulldog Automotive. They'll make sure your brakes are working properly and your car is in tip-top shape for the winter. Call them at Tom's Bulldog Automotive today at 541-269-0399. That's 541-269-0399. Or go to tomsbulldog.com.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-732-1515 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-732-1515. That's 800-732-1515. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
How long were you a slave?
5 years.
What is your name?
Benna.
On August 19th, my family was betrayed by my own brother.
On the road to revenge,
I won't let him go unpunished.
One man was shown the path.
There is a way.
Defeat your brother in the arena and free us all.
To redemption.
People would follow you. I would follow you.
You should have killed me.
I will.
No! No! No, brother!
Ben-Hur. Rated PG-13. May be inappropriate for children under 13. In theaters, Real D3D and IMAX 3D, August 19th.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off the dry cleaning. Pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to GEICO.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to GEICO.com. GEICO.com.
Have you heard about the new home storage IRA from Capital Gold Group? It offers all the normal benefits of a traditional IRA, but the big advantage is that you get to keep your gold in your possession. That's right. Store your gold and silver IRA at home. Call now for your free gold IRA brochure and learn how to claim a gold storage free safe. Call now. 800-200-GOLD. 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD.
FN handguns bear the DNA of legends. Of John Browning, the father of modern firearms. Of the artisans and craftsmen who brought his genius to life. Of the brave souls who defended our freedom on the front lines for the last 100 years. And the brave souls who defend it on the home front today. FN Handguns. The DNA of legends in the palm of your hand. Ask for FN. the world's most battle-proven firearms.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I'm surprised. I thought we would get a whole lot more calls on this right to work, because this is going to affect virtually everybody who works in Coos County, whether you work for a private entity or whether you work for some government entity. This is going to have an impact on you. And your opinion on this is vitally important, especially at this point, so that Rob can determine how hard he wants to push on this.
Absolutely, because, you know, if I don't have the support of the people, there's nothing I can do. Absolutely nothing. And so it takes every single individual out there to put in their little bit of effort, do a little bit of civic duties, and go out and get some petition signatures when we need the signatures, and talk to your neighbors, talk to your friends, especially when you go to work, talk to your boss, because I'll tell you what, when I used to work in optics, I was a supervisor of one of the largest wholesale optical places in New Mexico. We were a wholesale distribution place. The union came in and tried to unionize us. Well, all of us were like a family, and we knew the owner, and he was just barely making it because he was competing against lens crafters and eye masters,
right,
who were just starting out. And so we were trying to keep our job. So if a union would have came in there and started messing around, he would have just closed shop. That's all that would have happened, and we would have lost our jobs. Well, fortunately, I worked with a bunch of banditos. And the main bandito, he escorted the union guy outside, and he pointed to the desert and said, well, you know, if you come back here again, you may end up missing out there in that desert. And we never saw them again. It was no problem.
Well, look at how they've tried to unionize Wally World when,
right,
the employees don't want the union.
Right.
You know, if we were right to work, all of that nonsense would stop. We have Ron from Bandon holding on the line. Ron, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, hello, Jim. Yeah, I heard talk about the right to work.
Right.
Michigan even became a right to work state.
Right.
And I joined the union, Local 299 out of Detroit, Teamsters, and Jimmy Hoffa for me, and
oh, really?
David Johnson was secretary. And you're... I've seen a lot of trucking companies go out of business just because of unions.
Oh, yeah. Well, they, you know, it's a sad thing. At one time, unions were absolutely necessary because companies took advantage of employees. Employees had virtually no rights, and there were safety issues that were involved. There were a lot of things that were wrong. And unions came in, and they cleaned a lot of that up. But what happened, the unions became so big that they started making demands that were counterproductive. They caused a lot of companies to go out of business because of their demands, thereby costing their members their jobs. And now it's gotten to the point where big labor has become no different than any other giant corporation. They buy political influence, the same as all these multi-billionaires that the liberals hate so bad. They've come to a point where they've almost outlived their usefulness, except in certain situations. And I think it's time to curtail them for the sake of the people out there.
I believe that. I'm 74 years old, and they outlasted their worth right now.
Yeah,
it really gets me to hear them longshoremen talk. It just grinds the heck out of me.
Well, look at how they shut down the Port of Seattle there for God knows how many months. I don't remember, but it's quite a while.
They even took someone hostage in one of the booths for a day or two, I believe.
Yeah, right, yeah.
Yeah, see, this is not the way it's supposed to be.
I remember the Goon Squad down there in Detroit. They just come up there in their big old black Buicks.
Oh, yeah. Well, I remember my dad was, he was a union guy. He was a pipe fitter.
Uh-huh.
And I was just a kid. I think I was probably I don't know, 8 or 9 years old. It was in the 50s. And I can remember my dad getting on a train and going to Chicago to walk a picket line with Thompson submachine guns. But, you know, back then, the unions actually served a valid purpose.
Yeah, I've walked a picket line before back there.
Yeah.
And our business agent was Dick Fitzsimmons, the son of Frank Fitzsimmons.
And, right.
So there's a lot of history back there in Detroit, though.
Oh, yeah, but... You know, as Rob mentioned, the unions have been instrumental in getting a lot of laws passed to protect employees. And those laws are now in place. Most of them have been there for quite a few years, and they work. And right now, basically, what the unions are demanding is oftentimes beyond the ability of industry to pay. Now, in the public employees, it's a little different because... The unions can afford to buy politicians that'll do their bidding, but in the private sector, it's the employer that bears the brunt of these demands, and I've said it over and over and over, businesses do not pay overhead costs, whether it be additional union demands or whether it's additional taxes. That is always passed on to the consumer.
Because they can't, Jim. There's no way they can. There's only a finite amount of profit you're going to make, and it's a very limited amount. And when these unions put the thumb on these businesses, they either pass the cost or they go out of business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I drove for one of the biggest trucking companies there is, Yellow Freight. I drove for them for over 30 years.
Oh, yeah.
And I think I called you about 6 months ago where there's – the unions go cut our pension in half.
Right.
Yeah, and Congress stepped up to the plate there and saved that. So otherwise, you know, otherwise they would have cut it.
Yeah, it's.
I have no. I just can't stand the unions now.
Well, I don't hate them. I just think they've outlived their usefulness, and it's time to move on. And
well, when they get asking for their car insurance paid and all that.
Oh, right.
That's just going over the top.
Well, it is. And you know, the bottom line is this is America. People, you know, we talk about individual freedom. Well, shouldn't people have the freedom to be able to make their own decisions as to where they want to work without having to pay to get a job?
Sure they should.
You know, that to me, that just doesn't seem right.
And you notice, if this is not a right to a job, because you don't have a right to a job, but you have a right to go out and pursue employment.
Absolutely.
And this is the right to work.
Yeah.
People really slack off once they're in the union, too.
Well,
they'll bust their ass getting you know, once
well,
they
see,
get
and
time in to join the union, then they sort of lay down on the job a little bit, you know?
Well, and the other thing, you know, in the unions... promotion is predicated on seniority, not on ability. And there's been a lot of good people that have not been able to advance in their job because of the union. And if an employer gets an employee that isn't doing the job, under unions, it's almost impossible to fire that employee.
Teachers are a good example of that.
Exactly.
I mean, you almost have to be caught raping a child in the middle of the classroom for anyone to even fire you now. I mean, they ship these people off to basically rooms where they sit there all day and read and do nothing because they can't get rid of these teachers. It's happening in Portland. It's happening in a lot of major cities right now, and it's due to the unions.
Absolutely.
Oh, and by the way, your kid, if they go on an extracurricular activity, they can be drug tested. Guess what? The teachers, due to the unions, can't be because they're protected, constitutionally protected, according to the unions.
Right.
I'll be darned.
Yep. Well, I've got to take a break here, Ron.
All right, thank you for the call. Nice talking to you.
Okay, and I take it that you would be in favor of this ordinance. Oh, I guess we lost Ron. Okay, well, we got to take a break here. We got to give something away. And do not pick up your cell phone, Rob. You can't do this. This is from Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. They're located at the foot of Newmark on Highway 101. Pretty much everybody knows where they're at. Great Chinese food. My wife and I order takeout there a lot. Anyway, they're offering a house special, which includes barbecued pork, sweet and sour pork, fried shrimp, spring roll, pork fried rice, and pork chow mein. And it's a big meal. There's a lot of food. You're going to be taking about half of it home with you unless you've got a gigantic appetite. But I'm going to give away this house special at Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, 541-267-2124, to win a house special meal at Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. And I'll be right back.
Need extra money fast? We're Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend. Pays cash for firearms, gold and silver coins and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. In fact, they loan money on anything of value. World Pawn Exchange also buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. Need a camera, tools, musical instrument, or are you looking for video games or DVDs? You'll find all this and more at World Pawn Exchange. Stop by 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, or give them a call at 756-2789. They may have just what you're looking for.
Looking for a vehicle but not sure what to get or where to go for the best deal? Then allow Jim Vick Auto Sales to assist you. Choose from economy cars, trucks, SUVs, and vans. And just in case you're looking for that sports car you've always wanted, you might just find that too. Plus, when Jim says,
"If I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business."
Jim means just that, helping you save money and making sure you're satisfied with the vehicle you choose. Jim Vick Auto Sales, on the corner of Virginia and Broadway, and online at jimvickautosales.com.
The new KO2 just landed at your local BF Goodrich dealer. With technology designed to conquer the harshest terrain on Earth, the KO2 is BF Goodrich's toughest all-terrain tire ever. And now that Baja-born toughness is ready for you. Whether you're at work or at play, take on your toughest off-road challenges with confidence. The new BF Goodrich All-Terrain TA KO2. Get yours today at Far West Tire Factory on Highway 101 in Coos Bay.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. You quit calling now. We do have a winner for the house special at Lucky Star Chinese Restaurant. We'll be doing that again next week. And in second hour, we've got another meal we'll give away. I want to tell you another anecdotal story on unions and the power of the unions. Many, many, many years ago, when I was young, I think I was in my teens, the town I lived in had a company called Campbell Chain Company. Now, they were a big manufacturing corporation. They smelted their own steel. They did everything. They basically made chains from scratch, and they made all kinds of chains. They made small decorative chains all the way up to the giant chains that they use on these big earth movers and on ships and stuff like that.
On Hoffa.
Yeah. Yeah, the ones that Jimmy Hoffa went swimming with.
Yeah.
but they were a pretty big company, and at the time, they employed about 300 people, which in that market was a major, major employer. Well, every 2 years when the union contract came up, the union would go out on strike. It didn't matter what the company offered. They went out on strike, and they were generally closed down for a couple weeks. And then they'd reach some sort of agreement, and everybody would go back to work, and they'd be fine for a couple years. Well, 1 year, they went through their normal song and dance. The unions made their demands. The company said, "We can't afford it." The union went out on strike. Well, lo and behold, all these union members received envelopes in the mail with a pink slip. Campbell Chain closed down. They just flat closed the place, sold the property, took the money, went to the next state, which was Illinois, opened under a different name, and 300 people lost their jobs. This is what unions do. And like I said, I have no complaint against unions on certain areas, but they have developed to the point where they are nothing more the money machines for the union leadership. You know, you hear the liberals talking all the time about these evil CEOs that make all these hundreds of thousands of dollars and how terrible that is. They're making that money off the backs of the poor, downtrodden workers. Well, you know what, folks? Maybe you should get online and find out what some of these union leaders make. They're making 6- and 7-figure incomes, and theirs is on the back of the downtrodden laborers because it comes right out of the employees' checks. So this is important stuff. Again, certainly you must have a view or an opinion on this, and we need to know what it is. Give us a call. 541-267-2124. You had something you wanted to add, Rob.
Yeah, I just want to let people know, if you're in a union right now and you are opposed to a lot of the Democratic policies and Democratic politicians, I want to let you know that in 2014, John Kitzhaber, he received $746,000. That's your hardworking money there, folks. $746,000 from unions. He received $232,000 from the Citizen Action for Political Education. Yeah, right. He received $174,000 from SEIU. He received $75,000 from the AFT Committee on Political Education. I can only imagine what that is.
Indoctrination.
Indoctrination, right. Local 48 electricians gave him $70,000. AFL-CIO, that's Pitzka's right. Group. I can't remember his name. $50,000. And the Laborers Political League gave him $50,000. And Oregon's AFS-CME Council 75 gave him $50,000. That is your hard-earned money that could have gone in your pocket to feed your kids, but instead the unions just padded John Kitzhaber's pocket with all that money.
Yep. And we do have a caller. We have Jeff from Coos Bay. Jeff, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Hey, Jim. I worked for a union 30 years ago. I worked there 10 years in the Bay Area, San Francisco.
Okay.
And I had to pay $125 a month into my retirement fund. And
right.
After 10 years, you know, and then I decided, you know, I did the math back then and I figured out that, hey, by the time I collect it, it won't be there. You know, there'll be more people collecting than getting it.
Exactly. Yeah.
Last September, they finally sent me a thing saying that it was insolvent. And they worked out with, you know, the government that, they signed a bill that they could bring it down to whatever percentage it would be to maintain the pension, you know, anything. So they're going to send me $29 a month.
Did you say you paid $175 a month for 10 years?
$125 a month for 10 years.
God, if you could put that, invested that into just a low...
Like an IRA.
Yeah, an IRA. Could you imagine the money you would have now compared to the, well, nothing you're going to be getting?
I'm not going to get out to $29 a month.
Right.
I'm going to quit bothering me, you know.
Well, you know, if you look at what's happening all across the country, there's a number of unions whose pension plans have become insolvent for a number of reasons. Some of it through corruption, some of it just through changing economy. But the unions have been going to the federal government now and asking for taxpayer money to bail them out. Now, why in the hell should the taxpayers bail out a situation where the workers were forced into it and then they want to take more of the workers' money in the form of taxes to bail them out? Does that make any sense?
It didn't make sense 30 years ago. I knew that I would never get my money back. You know, there's 39,000 people collecting and 6,000 people paying in.
Yeah.
You know, it's just a pyramid. The whole, everything's, you know, in the pension system, all of them, you know, the, you know, especially the government ones, they're just a pyramid. There's no way you could pay, you know, these costs. Cities are going to go broke.
Well, you
know. That was Obama's $4.5 trillion quantitative easing.
Right.
Well,
you bought junk bonds from Detroit.
Quantitative easing, right.
Yeah. Right. Well, look at Oregon right now. Oregon is in deep duty. They don't mention, the politicians in Salem never mention the unfunded mandates that we have from our public employee unions in this state. You know, when that bill comes due, you know what's going to happen? The politicians are going to trot out there with their hand out and, oh, my God, we've got to implement fees here. We've got to raise taxes there. We're already seeing it happen.
I'm going to tell the politicians I'm in management. I don't pay union dues.
But, yeah, so this is important stuff. So I would take it, Jeff, that you would also support this right to work.
Well, I would call it a government control more, you know, than a right to work.
Okay.
Because it's the government. The government's going to hate it the most.
Oh, of course. Well, you got to remember, a lot of these politicians are funded by labor unions.
Arnie Roblin, the guy who wants to take away your Second Amendment rights.
Yeah. They are funded by they're funded on the back of workers is what they are. And the workers don't have a choice. So the politicians are naturally going to side with the unions and oppose something like this because it cuts off their funding.
Well, just that there's a lot more government union members than there is, private.
Oh, yeah, private sector union membership has dropped dramatically from where it was in the 50s and 60s. And
in fact, if you combine in the county, the county union employees or the government union employees and all private union employees, it makes less than 10% of the population of the people who are working.
Yeah. Anyway, that music coming up in the background means we're at the top of the hour. Jeff, I thank you for your call.
All right. Have a good day. Bye.
All right. And we're going to get the top of the hour break, of course. We're going to hear from some of our fine sponsors and get some drivel and propaganda from the lamestream media. Make sure you put on your brain filters. Take it all with a grain of salt. And I'll be back in just a couple minutes.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I'm going to switch gears here and go on to different subjects. If you still have something to say, if you've got an opinion on the proposed right-to-work ordinance, you can still call in and we'll talk about it. But I'm going to kind of move on here. I want to talk about common sense, you know, something that's become very, very uncommon in America today. And common sense was once at the center of public life in America. The founders put it there. According to our Constitution, the American people are sovereign. The founders believed we, the people, are capable of political self-rule by virtue of our common sense and our common prudence. Placing their reliance on the fact that we govern our own individual lives by common sense, the founders put you and me in charge of the government. I keep telling you over and over, they work for us. We don't work for them. But common sense seems to have gone missing from American public life. And it's more than just overlooked. It's under attack. For example, public discourse has recently focused on the governing elite's rejection of the common sense understanding that there's a difference between males and females with respect to access to public bathrooms and showers, and on the governing elite's rejection of the common sense understanding of the difference between the rights of American citizens and the rights of illegal aliens. Think about that. What we're doing now is totally contrary to common sense. And I'm going to hold up here because we do have a call. We have Teresa from Bandon. Teresa, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Hey, Jim. This is actually off topic, although I totally agree with what you were saying in the first hour about the right to work.
Right to work, okay.
Yeah, I'm just giving this information. The local Republican Party,
okay,
we're hosting a Patriots picnic on Sunday, August 21st.
Okay.
At 1 p.m.
Okay.
And that's going to be at Ferry Road Park, and that's just before the North Bend Bridge there.
Right, right.
And the cost for the picnic is $20 per person, and kids 12 and under are free.
Okay.
And we're going to have a number of people speaking. We have a number of candidates, and that includes Mark Callahan and Art Robinson. We've got a lot of really good candidates this year.
Yeah, we do.
And we'll have a couple of really good cabaret musicians there. We're going to have face painting and a gypsy caravan for the kids, and we're going to have great food.
Can I get my face painted? I need a new look.
You can.
I've got a face made for radio.
Anyway, so that's August 21st at 1 o'clock at Ferry Road Park.
Ferry Road Park. Okay. Well, hopefully some of the people listening will show up. It sounds like a good time.
It'll be a good time to ask questions if you've got questions for the candidates.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of really important issues in Oregon, and we cannot just ease into this. We really have to find out what's going on. And one way to talk to the candidates is to get our voices heard.
Well, and the Republicans have always faced an uphill battle here in Oregon because we've got the state of Portland and the Willamette Valley, you know, are a bunch of knuckle-dragging liberals. And
exactly.
We have the tail wagging the dog.
Yes, exactly.
What kind of food are you going to have?
Well, they're going to have a beef barbecue and then a bunch of salads, some really great desserts, baked beans. Yeah, we should have a really good menu there.
Oh, you know, I was hoping maybe you'd say, well, we're going to have Kobe beef filet mignon and have Maine lobster flown in. And you know, that would attract me.
Well, I wish I could say that.
Okay, well, that's the 21st, Ferry Road Park, and $20 a person, all you can eat, right?
Yep.
And get to hear some pretty good speakers.
Yes, and now, some great musicians, so it should be a lot of fun.
Okay. Now, are the speakers going to do a question and answer, or are they just going to go up and pontificate?
Absolutely. And also, I think there'll be time to just speak to them, just go up to them and mingle and speak to them privately also, which is great, you know, just getting that one-on-one.
Right. Are you going to do any raffles or anything?
Oh, I am sorry. Yes, there is a gun raffle.
All right.
Yes, we will be doing a gun raffle for an AR-15.
Wow.
And those tickets are $20 per ticket, and we're only going to sell 200.
Oh, so the odds are pretty doggone good.
Those are good odds.
Well, I may have to come over and invest $20. You know, since I don't have any guns, it's about time I got one.
Yes.
Okay, well, I hope you have a good turnout. And, you know, that's a couple weeks away. What you may want to do is call in next week and remind people.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay. Well, thanks for the call.
Well, it'd be great to see you, Jim, and we hope to see a lot of folks there.
Okay, very good.
It's going to be fun. Thanks a lot.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds like a good time. And, you know, I like to go to picnics. I'll probably show up over there and eat a whole lot more than I should. And I have a few questions for some of the candidates as well, as I'm sure most of you do, too. You know, it doesn't really matter whether you're Republican or Democrat. I think everybody should attend these rallies, regardless of the party, and ask the questions. You got to remember, all these political candidates are looking for a job, and you are the employer, and you have every right and even a responsibility to ask them the questions, pin them down, and demand a straight answer. So this is an opportunity to do that. Okay? Enough said on that, and I think we'll go ahead and take a break now. Again, if you'd like to join the conversation, give me a call here, 541-267-2124, and I'll be right back.
Today's newer vehicles are more dependable than ever before. Qualified technicians keep them operating at peak efficiency. Bayshore Auto Repair, North Bayshore Drive in Coos Bay, have all the proper equipment and training to service and repair today's high-tech vehicles. Bayshore Auto Repair believes that care of their customers is just as important as the care they give your vehicle. Call 269-2700 for an appointment to keep your car, truck, or RV in top running condition. Bayshore Auto Repair. Top quality service and excellent customer care are their most important goals.
At Gibbs RV in Coos Bay, we sell more RVs than anybody on the Oregon coast. And we're looking for nice, clean, pre-owned RVs to consign or buy. Want to get your RV sold without the hassle? Call Gibbs RV today at 888-3424. That's 541-888-3424. Local pickup and appraisal at no charge. And remember, we make house calls. Gibbs RV Superstore, 1845 Ocean Boulevard in Coos Bay.
Stop in today to the all-new one-stop gun shop, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop in Coos Bay. Your area leader in quality firearms, Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop proudly features the top brands of new and used handguns, hunting rifles, black rifles, antique and collectible guns, ammo, mace, and more. Gun cleaning and repair, expert advice, and handgun safety classes for concealed carry permits are offered too. So stop into Hole-in-the-Wall Gun Shop across from Cumyon's on Highway 101 South in Coos Bay. We buy, sell, or trade.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I was talking about common sense. You know, at one time, Americans would have agreed that federal legislation requiring Americans to buy government-approved health insurance would require a constitutional amendment. And in those days, neither the amendment nor the legislation would have passed. But today, Congress passes legislation and courts make rulings all the time that violate the letter and the spirit of the Constitution. What this means is that we already live in an increasingly lawless America. The efforts to undermine the American idea have put us on the road not just to a post-constitutional America, but to a post-American America. Those that attack the founders' vision have gained so much ground that they've moved on to attacking the foundation of the Americans of America's founding itself, common sense. And this is especially important now during an election year. You know, I have said for years and years and years, never listen to what a politician says. Look at what they've done. And when you do that, you can pick out where the common sense lies and where it's sadly lacking. You know, when Thomas Paine wrote Common Sense, he relied on common sense to make the case for American independence. I'm sure that the idea never crossed his mind that at some time in the future there would be a need to defend common sense in America. But, of course, these are the times we live in. If the challenge to common sense succeeds, who replaces the citizen as sovereign? And what replaces common sense? Now, the answer to those questions already becoming pretty clear, that the sovereignty of the citizen is being replaced by rule by the administrative state, and the common sense of the citizens being replaced by the whims of the bureaucrats to populate the administrative state. The bureaucrats of the administrative state decide what we've got to do and what we can't do. When their mandates go against common sense, as when they force schools to allow students to use the bathrooms and showers of the opposite gender, then common sense goes out the window. But citizens still vote in America. As sovereignty passes from the citizen relying on common sense to the bureaucrat relying on their supposed expertise, a new understanding of the role of the citizen as a voter is required. That role is already also pretty clear. The acceptable role for the voter is now a new kind of a consumer of the political narrative. The administrative state, the members of the governing elite, and the corrupt media together shape and provide a narrative designed to provide the voters with a rationale for supporting the bureaucrats and the elitists and what they've already decided on. This isn't by coincidence, folks. The narrative also seems designed mainly to overcome common sense. You know, we hear all the time, we hear these news reports, and you sit back and you just got to scratch your head and wonder how some of these things could have happened. Where did the common sense go? You know, for example, everybody knows the government is always and everywhere inefficient. Name something that the government does efficiently. We used to say, oh, well, look at the military. Well, yeah, let's take a look at the military nowadays. It's become meals on wheels. It's become a testing ground for every form of perversion and liberal desire that you can imagine. You know, it's a social experiment. The military, when it's effective, goes out and it kills people and breaks things. But not our military anymore. We've got to be compassionate. Why would anybody want to be compassionate for somebody that wants to destroy this country and kill the American people? The only thing that government is really, really good at is wasting money. Yet the narrative from the political elite and the media and the bureaucratic experts about Obamacare was that it was going to save us money. Remember Obama standing up and saying, oh, the average family is going to save $2,500 a year. Look at it today. The average family is paying about $2,500 more than they were paying before Obamacare. Estimates about how much lower insurance premiums would be were surprisingly precise, especially considering the fact that we commonly say it was close enough for government work. When government estimates of costs go totally off the scale, but that's close enough for government work. I know everybody's heard that expression. In the same way, it's simple common sense that the governing elite's policy of importing huge numbers of refugees from the Middle East amounts to importing trouble and terrorism. You know, Obama is going to hit his goal of 10,000 Syrian refugees that are improperly vetted as to their background, and less than 2% of them are Christians. Most of them are Sunni Muslims. And if you look all over the world, who's causing the terrorism? It sure as hell isn't that Episcopalian youth group. It's not the Baptists or the Methodists. It's not the Hindus or the Taoists. Where's the common sense there? The only question that we've got to consider is whether the common sense nation is only experiencing a minor setback, or if it's already been eradicated by constant attacks by academia, the entertainment industry, and the corrupt media. Are we experiencing just a lapse of common sense? Or has it been completely destroyed among our youth? You know, we Americans have an opportunity to decide the answer to the question this year. Remarkably, we've got a candidate for president who offers common sense solutions and who calls himself a common sense conservative. His opponent perfectly represents cronyism and political corruption, as well as the weird globalist upside-down thinking about boys and girls in bathrooms, about the need to import even more trouble from the Islamic world, about how even more taxes and government spending is going to solve all of our economic problems, and on and on and on. I listened to Donald Trump's speech this morning in Detroit. He laid out his economic agenda. And you know what? It was pretty much based on common sense. And then later in the morning, I got to listen to part, I didn't get to, I suffered through part of a Hillary Clinton speech where virtually everything that came out of that woman's mouth was either a blatant lie or a convolution of the facts. Now, these opinions are not based on anything other than just pure observation without me trying to put my political views into it. I just listened to the speeches for what was said. You know, when Trump began his campaign, he was dismissed as unserious because he didn't do all the things that presidential campaigns are supposed to do. He didn't hire an army of consultants and pollsters. He didn't spend much money on TV advertising. And he didn't carefully choose his words to please one constituency so that he didn't offend another constituency. But despite doing everything that the political handbook said not to do, Trump won. And he won by the biggest margin of any Republican primary in history. Think about that. And by the way, he raised legitimate questions about why the consultants and pollsters were getting paid all that money by all the other candidates. Turns out they were all wrong. In the upcoming general election, Trump's once again refusing to play by the regular rules of the game. When something happens, he speaks his mind without running it by a focus group. Sometimes it comes off great, and sometimes not so much. But he keeps on going. The Republican nominee seems to instinctively grasp something that most in the political world just don't understand. The political types obsess over the convention deals and campaign strategy. They eagerly await the upcoming debate and the deep analysis of whether to allocate campaign resources to Ohio or Florida or Georgia or God knows where. Excuse me. Trump, on the other hand, acts as if he knows that most Americans had better things to do than watch political conventions. He acts as if events in the real world are more likely to impact the race than anything the campaigns can possibly do. And he's right. You know, both the Republican and Democrat conventions were contrived circuses with no real information about the candidates. What did we actually learn from them? Not really a doggone thing. Now, at the moment, Trump's trailing Hillary Clinton, but not by all that much. Despite breaking all the political rules, he's still close enough that an October surprise could send him into the White House. Now, we've heard all the speculation that, well, you know, Donald's probably going to, you know, this is a contrived narrative by the media, by the way. Oh, well, Donald Trump may drop out before the election. The bottom line is Donald Trump wants to be president, but he only wants to be president on his own terms. He wants to be a president for the people. And that's what's missing. And that's what has been missing from all of the candidates that ran in the primaries on both sides of the aisle, they forgot about the people. Oh, they're going to do all these grandiose things. They're going to allocate a gazillion dollars for this and a gazillion dollars for that. And, you know, life's going to be wonderful, and we're all going to wake up in the morning. The sun will be shining. The birds will be singing. Butterflies will be flitting about. And we will all be just oh so happy to be continually controlled by the ruling elitists. That's the vision they have. Not once did I hear any candidate other than Trump talk about what the people want. And I think the people made what they want pretty doggone clear in the primaries. You know, Trump is never going to be president in the way that Barack Hussein Obama or George W. Bush was president. If Donald Trump wins the White House, by changing the way the campaigns are run, he's going to change the way the White House is run. He's going to inject, here it comes, he's going to inject some common sense where none has been present for quite a few years. For some, that's a terrifying thought. For the establishment Republicans, the establishment Democrats, the ruling elitists, the lamestream media, the entertainment industry, it's terrifying. And for others, it can't be any worse than the status quo that we have now. You know, I've talked to a lot of people about the silly season. And I've asked them, you know, well, who do you support? You support Hillary or you support Donald Trump? And oddly enough, the reactions were about equally mixed between the two for the people I talk to. And what totally amazed me when I started questioning them was that the people supporting Hillary are grossly and woefully misinformed as to the facts of what's happening in America. They're victims of the media. They're victims of the entertainment industry. They're victims of academia. And they're victims of lying politicians. And the thing that surprised me most, the people that are Trump supporters, are predominantly realists. They realize that our country needs help. We need help on a lot of fronts. And the commonality that ran through all of these people I talked to that support Trump is that they recognize common sense solutions to the problems that this country faces. Not elaborate, grandiose schemes, but just common sense. You know, King Barack Hussein Obama seems to think that Donald Trump is unfit to be president. And he may well be, but he's certainly no more unfit than Obama was in 2008, or has proven to be in office for these past 7 years. And Trump does react to certain stimuli. You criticize him and he lashes out like a dog whose bone has been ripped from his mouth. Just like most of us who have any gonads at all. He's not a doormat. I think that's what a lot of people like. He has no filter, no sense of propriety, and no instinct for the game of politics. And it's a game. He doesn't know or care to learn the rules. It's likely that this is how he's become the unlikely Republican nominee. There are millions and millions of Americans that are sick to death of the game. The establishment politicians on both sides of the aisle have never given these people, Trump supporters, the time of day outside of election seasons. They pander, they promise, they lie, and they mock the people that they expect to vote for them. Where is the common sense there? I need to take a break. If you'd like to join the conversation, if you've got some common sense, I want to hear from you. Because I think that there's still some common sense left out there. It's not totally depleted yet. And I know a lot of you folks that listen to this show must have common sense, or you wouldn't be listening. Because as everybody knows, I'm totally nonpartisan. I dislike both parties equally. I'm an American, and I believe you're Americans as well. So I'm going to take a break, and I'll be back in just a couple minutes.
Need extra money fast? We're Pawn Exchange, located at 1980 Sherman in downtown North Bend. Pays cash for firearms, gold and silver coins and jewelry, musical instruments, electronics, and more. In fact, they loan money on anything of value. World Pawn Exchange also buys, sells, and trades firearms of all types. Need a camera, tools, musical instrument, or are you looking for video games or DVDs? You'll find all this and more at World Pawn Exchange. Stop by 1980 Sherman Avenue in downtown North Bend, or give them a call at 756-2789. They may have just what you're looking for.
At SelectQuote, we know life insurance through work is a great perk. But do you even know how much your employer provides? Usually it's a year's salary, maybe two if you're lucky. So if you die, your family is taken care of for a couple years. Then what? How will they pay the mortgage? Send the kids to college? It's simple. If you have a family, you need more life insurance than you're getting at work. Experts recommend 7 to 10 times your annual income. SelectQuote can help you find just that, and it's more affordable than you think. SelectQuote can find a 35-year-old man in excellent health, a $500,000 policy for under $19 a month. Life insurance through work is not enough. Let SelectQuote help you cover the gap. Call 1-800-738-8110. That's 1-800-738-8110. Or get started at SelectQuote.com. 1-800-738-8110. SelectQuote. We shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your premium could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Did you know there's an approved healthcare choice just for Christians that's founded on the timeless principles in God's Word? It's not insurance. It's MediShare. Over 189,000 believers across America who love God and share each other's healthcare bills. It's about half the cost of health insurance, and you never pay for medical practices that go against your Christian beliefs. Best of all, the healthcare law includes a special provision for MediShare members, so you don't have to buy insurance or face penalties. MediShare is affordable healthcare without compromise.
Learn how thousands of Christians can help you save on your healthcare. For your free information guide, call 855-94-BIBLE. Not available in Montana. MediShare, affordable biblical healthcare. Call 855-94-BIBLE. That's 855-94-BIBLE.
So like many of you, I used to suffer from insomnia. No matter what I did, I simply couldn't get a perfect night's sleep. Then I met Mike Lindell. He's the inventor of MyPillow, and he got me fitted for my very own MyPillow, which has literally changed my life. And not only am I able to get to sleep now, but I stay asleep all night, every night. And guess what? You can too. Just log on to MyPillow.com or you can call 800-919-6090. Use the promo code Hannity and take advantage of Mike's 2-for-1 offer. Now, MyPillow is made in the USA. It comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee. It has a 10-year warranty, and you can even wash and dry it just like your favorite pair of blue jeans. Log on to MyPillow.com right now or call 800-919-6090 and use the promo code Hannity and get Mike's special 2-for-1 offer. And that means you can start getting the kind of restful, comfortable, deep healing sleep that you deserve. That's MyPillow.com, promo code Hannity, or call 800-919-6090.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. I'm talking about common sense here. You know, the powers that be are shocked. Shocked, I tell you, that the people have nominated a man that seems to be a jerk off the streets from a fight club. Except he's a wealthy man who's been in the public eye for decades. He's been on reality TV. He's been in the press. He's represented amid the skylines and entrepreneurial ventures all around the world. In some ways, Trump does seem to be unfit to be president. I'll be the first to admit it. His knowledge of American history, sketchy at best. You know, U.S. history must not have been a prime concern at Wharton University, where he spent a couple of years. And honestly, Trump sometimes seems to be clueless. And the list of his gaffes are almost unending, except when you go back and research them, you find out that about half of them are misquotations by the lamestream media. But he has his share of legitimate gaffes as well. But then we got to look at Hillary Clinton. Crooked Hillary. She's got a lifelong record of lying and cheating, going back to her internship on the Watergate committee. She stole documents and lied about it. She was caught and she lied. She has a lifelong record of insatiable greed and criminality. The woman not only lacks character, but she's devoid of character. She lies as easily as she breathes. You know, here a couple weeks ago on Fox News Sunday with Chris Wallace, she sat there and blatantly lied. And everybody knew she was lying. And to his credit, Chris Wallace called her on the lie. I would have liked to have been in that studio when she left. I bet she was livid. She foolishly lied at every opportunity. She's still out there. What was the term she used? She had a short circuit. You know, that's the new term for lying. She had a short circuit. Well, you know, but this woman's life is riddled with scandals. All of her scandals, and here's the thing, all of her scandals victimized other people. Yeah, Trump may be good at not saying the right thing at the right time, but he doesn't victimize people in the process like Hillary does. You know, from Arkansas to Washington, D.C. to New York, and back to D.C. again. Her life has been one big scandal that has victimized people. Her life is littered with victims. From the 12-year-old rape victim, whose rapist she got off and then laughed about it, to the women her husband used and abused. And then she lied about the people that got killed in Benghazi because of her lack of interest in the situation. She could have stopped that with a phone call. Instead, she went to bed. This isn't media spin. These are the facts, folks. Anybody that listens to me regularly knows I don't do spin. I do things I can prove. There are uncounted hundreds of people that have been victimized by Hillary Rodham Clinton. She is not a woman who has devoted herself to public service. She's devoted her life entirely to enriching herself at the expense of others and garnering political power. That's the only thing this woman knows. And all these people out there that are supporting her, most of them are either so misinformed or so abysmally stupid that they don't understand that they're just more victims in her trail of victims throughout her public life. her most plum job of all, the best job she ever had, and she did absolutely nothing while she was a senator of New York, from New York. She made all those grandiose promises and did nothing. But her plum job was Secretary of State for King Barack Hussein Obama. She and Bill raked in multi-millions of dollars selling lucrative contracts, access, and influence to their best buds in a foreign entity who coughed up enough money. The money was funneled to them through their the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Crime Foundation, via paid speeches. These, you know, these are truly vile people, folks. They even stiffed Haiti after the earthquake, for God's sake. They don't care about people. They don't care about anybody but themselves. And while the media happily focuses on Trump's gaffes and even makes up stuff to make Trump look bad, Hillary's out there victimizing people, ripping people off. She is a vile person. The word evil comes to mind. So whom does an American-loving, Constitution-revering, national security-aware citizen vote for? You know, through the process of elimination, we got to vote for Trump. He's far from perfect. He's an unknown quantity. But he does understand business. He sees ISIS for what it is, a barbaric threat to every nation on the planet. Obama and his entourage know nothing about capitalism, how it gets started, how it succeeds, how it lifts people up if it's allowed to thrive. They know only that they want to control it, regulate it, and stifle it. If the economy is stifled any more than it has been under Obama, we're not going to have a country anymore. As for Islamic terrorism, they refuse to admit that ISIS is a scourge of the earth. That and then they accuse those of us that understand what ISIS is of being Islamophobic. And like Obama, Hillary is sympathetic to the Muslim Brotherhood. Hillary's known through and through. Her supporters put their fingers in her ears when confronted with the facts of her record. They won't see the movies Hillary's America or Clinton Cash. They might actually learn something that they don't want to know. But she is well and truly unfit to be president of anything. My personal opinion is that the only job that woman is qualified to hold might be as turd buster at the sewage treatment plant. That's about the only thing that she has enough integrity to do well. And although the media would have you believe otherwise, this election's not about personal decorum and political correctness. It's about a return of decent jobs for American workers. Not just more service jobs with low wages. Thoroughly protective actions that provide better quality American products and an equal chance in the marketplace. That's what this election's about, not all of the crap that's coming from Hillary. And I've got more things of what the election's about, but I have got to take a break. I've got to give away a meal. This is from Dishner's Restaurant, Dishner's Family Restaurant. They're located on Broadway in North Bend, about halfway between Virginia and Newmark. And this month, they're giving away a liver and onions dinner. It includes, of course, liver and onions, but your choice of potato, rice pilaf, vegetable, and dinner roll. Now, my wife and I eat at Dishner's fairly frequently. I have a group of business people that I meet with once a week, and we go to different places for lunch, and we just had lunch at Dishner's last week. It's a great place, you know, good service. The food is very good. And it's a good place if you want to go have a sit-down dinner and talk to somebody and not have a lot of noise in the background. You can actually hear the people you're conversing with. Dishner's open 7 days a week from 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. They're open for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. But I'm going to give away this liver and onions dinner at Dishner's Family Restaurant to caller number 3 at 541-267-2124. So dial the phone right now, especially if you like liver and onions. 541-267-2124. I'll be right back.
I'm a tired guy, and I want to talk about something I call the triangle of boredom. Home to school to work, home to school to work, home to school to work. When you're stuck in the triangle, the fun of driving can disappear. That's why you need BF Goodrich tires. With BF Goodrich tires, you've got the grip in the curve, zoom on the off-ramp, and baby, you can ride that left lane all the way to the bank. Far West Tire Factory carries BF Goodrich tires, so you'll remember everything you ever loved about your car and about driving. This is, after all, Playgrounder. Go see Danny at Far West Tire Factory, and he'll get you into the BF Goodrich Advantage TA or Long Trail Tour tires for unexpectedly great performance.
Get lost. I'm trying to contact the CPA about the P&L.
Perkins, I want that report PDQ.
This is getting to be like the USMC.
Perkins, you're talking to a VIP here.
More like an SOB if you ask me.
What's that, Perkins?
I say I've got to go down to JVAS and check on my SUV.
Go who to do what?
JVAS, sir. Jim Vick Auto Sales in North Bend. I bought a vehicle from them, and I've got to go and pick it up.
Jim Vick Auto Sales, that's the guy who says,
if I can't save you money, I don't deserve your business.
Slip away to the tropics. The tropical decor at the new Copacabana, North Bend's newest and friendliest night spot. The Copacabana is located at 645 Virginia Avenue and features not only a full-service bar for all your favorite adult beverages, but offers hamburgers, seafood, and appetizers to satisfy your munchies. They're open from 5 till midnight Monday through Thursday and 5 till 2:30 a.m. on Friday and Saturday. At the Copacabana, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights are special with a live DJ for your dancing and listening pleasure. That's the Copacabana, 645 Virginia in North Bend. Stop by tonight.
We're back. It's the Jim Bice Show. There he is, Jim Bice.
Welcome back to the Jim Bice Show. Okay, we got a winner. You can quit calling now. I personally can't stand liver and onions. But apparently there's a lot of people out there that like it. And we do have a winner for the liver and onions dinner at Dishner's Family Restaurant. And we'll do it again next week. Anyway, I want to get back to some of the things that we should consider this election cycle. What this election is about, it's about fair trade deals that limit the dumping of inferior products in the American marketplace. You know, things like contaminated dog food, drywall that deteriorates, plastic bags that fall apart, and things that don't relinquish national sovereignty over issues of trade, like this Trans-Pacific Partnership that Hillary's supporting and that Obama's trying to jam down our throat. It's about requiring the Department of Justice to defend all of the laws of our nation that are currently in place until the laws are changed by Congress. Things like immigration laws, safe cities, the Supportive Marriage Act, and a whole passel of other laws that the Obama administration has just ignored because they disagree with them. It's about maintaining national security by safeguarding our borders from illegal immigration, regardless of their country of origin, by doing whatever's necessary, whether it's a wall or more border patrols or what, and ensuring stability overseas with the support of our allies. It's about limiting the judiciary to interpreting the law, not making new laws. Look at the Obamacare decision and gay marriage and voter ID regulations. Why don't we stick to the law for a change? And we do have a caller. We have Wayne from Coos Bay. Wayne, welcome to the Jim Bice Show. What's on your mind today?
Well, I just wanted to tell everybody, anybody that eats at Dishner's is a winner because their food is great.
It is.
It is. I had a chicken fried steak and hash brown and eggs the other day. man, it was just wonderful.
And, I know, and it's huge.
More than you can eat in one sitting. I had to take half of it home.
I know. You know, I like the, and you might try this, they've got a flat iron steak and eggs breakfast.
I haven't tried that.
Oh, you're going to love it. The flat iron steak is excellent, and again, you end up taking half of it home because it's so huge.
Well, I got a chicken fried steak and eggs and hash browns and toast for under $10. It was on special.
I know.
That was delicious.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, that's all I wanted to say, that anybody that eats at Dishner's is a winner.
All right. Well, I appreciate that, and I'm sure the folks at Dishner's appreciate that as well.
Okay. You have a good one.
Okay. You too. Thanks for the call. Well, that's kind of cool. I want to get back to some of the things we need to consider in this election. The election's about ensuring voter integrity. By investigating suspect results, you know, in last election, there were precincts where there were no votes counted for Republican candidates. And there were certain districts where they had more votes cast than they did registered voters. And we need to prosecute the groups that are involved in voter intimidation. The election's about ensuring U.S. citizens the right to gun ownership, a Second Amendment rights, while dealing with evil and or sick people who misuse these devices. And they're always going to be among us. There's always a certain percentage of whack jobs out there. It's just not—it's not just law enforcement's responsibility. It's everybody's responsibility. You know, I'm a firm believer of the Second Amendment, but, you know, there's some whack jobs out there that should not have firearms. It's that simple. Okay, we got one more quick call. We got Fred from Coos Bay. Fred, welcome to the Jim Bice Show.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
All right. I just had a quick comment about the Hillary thing about, you know what you do if you have an appliance that short circuits?
Yeah, you throw it away.
You unplug it.
Yeah. Why? You know what, Fred? I think Hillary's been unplugged for a long time.
All right. Well, that's all I had to say is that, you know, she's absolutely ridiculous. So, you know, Donald's my boy. So.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the call, and I think we're on the same page here.
All right. Great. Thanks.
Okay. You have a great day. You know, we need leaders that don't lie to the American people. You know, the Benghazi consulate attack, Hillary and her emails, Bill Clinton's denial of his sexual behavior, paying Iran ransom for the release of hostages. The lying never seems to end. We need somebody that's going to tell us the truth. We're all adults here. We can all handle things that we don't like. We just deal with it. It's called common sense. You know, we also need to limit the executive order process to ensure that the president can't work around the laws that he doesn't agree with. You know, like the immigration laws and the closing of Guantanamo and a passel of others. But it's about common sense, folks, and I trust that everybody listening to me must have a certain amount of common sense, or you'd be listening to somebody else. Anyway, we're out of time. I can't believe how fast this 2 hours goes every week. I will be back next week, and until then, I want you to go out there, and you have a great week.